Hi everyone, it's Ike Allen. I just thought I would do a quick audio boo in my own name on my sort of week travelling around, or a couple of days travelling around within London this week. I know people worry about travel and all the rest of it, so I thought I would just do a little one. I've done a lot of different one on my own feed, but I just wanted to share one with Audio Boo and the VI Talk channel as well. So, yeah, I was down in London from Wednesday to Thursday, and then went down south and then came back through London yesterday. As most people know, I have got some sight, but I wanted to say how the sort of the support worked for me. It's not going to be the same for everyone, but this is how I personally found it. What was happening when I got down into Euston? I didn't use assistance on the train going down, but I did go down to the Euston Underground station when I got there, and I had to meet a friend who was also coming on the Underground via a Victoria station. So I found someone for help, and I did advise him that I was meeting a friend who was also a booking assistance on the Underground. So it took a little while for them to get a notification that she was on the train. And then once she did, they took me straight to where the you come out, met up seamlessly. Absolutely really well done it was. It just sort of worked perfect. Then we had to go over to somewhere else, and we got assistance down to the train, right onto the train by the staff on the Underground. Again, straightforward. We knew where we were going when we were getting off, so we didn't actually ask for the assistance at the other end. We didn't do a lot of travelling. I went from there to like Regent Street, and then we got a tram. I'm in Manchester. Then got the train back to Euston in the evening. And what we found was, I've got a bit of sight, and so did they. So we managed pretty well. I mean, to be fair, we could have asked for assistance, but what we found was the people in London were so helpful, and I mean really helpful. You know, as far as people going out the way to sort of take us to a platform, just asking, really. I mean, I certainly couldn't have done it if I couldn't have seen as well as I can. You know, it's not very good. But we really found that the people were so helpful. So we did a few journeys that way. On Thursday, I had to do a quick journey to Baker Street for the VI Talk meetup, which we'd planned. And I'm trying to think if I did get assistance that time. I don't think I did. I just found my way around. It was quite an easy one anyway. And so I managed again pretty well. And then later on, we had to go back to Victoria. And in fact, there was three of us at the time. And that worked really well. But what I found coming back, when I was coming back from Victoria to Euston yesterday, I was coming through Victoria Station. And I was actually asked if I needed assistance. So I thought, well, I will, because I wasn't 100% sure of my way in Victoria. It's a massive station anyway. So what I did was I got that assistance. They took me straight down to the Underground, made sure I was on the Underground. And that's the one thing I like about the London Underground assistance system, is they'll take you straight to the train. They'll make sure you get on the train. They'll always put you, or I say always, I mean, as far as I'm aware, they normally put you the front or the back of the train. And then they call ahead to your receiving station, or if it's a change to that station, for someone to meet you off the train as well. And that's what happened. I got into Euston. I was met immediately off the train by a helper or guard or whatever, you know, assistance person. And it was quite ironic, because he was hanking training, and he had another guy with him who was the one I saw first thing on Wednesday morning. So it was quite nice to actually to see him again. He was really, really helpful. A guy called Moses. And they took me straight up all the way out of Euston, all the way up to the information desk for assistance for the trains. And I hadn't booked assistance on the train because I didn't know what train I was going to get. And they were great. They just took me straight to the train and pre-boarded before anyone else had been let through the barriers as well. So I managed to get a place and get a good seat. And the train was really busy because there were trains being cancelled yesterday. So I just thought I'd let you know my personal opinion of the assistance on the London Underground was excellent. I did use some of it last year as well when I was down. And again, I personally had no problems. In fact, I used it more last year, and I was quite impressed. That's what I think of it. And I know other people will have had similar good and similar bad experiences. Why not comment? Why not put your thought down and reply to this? And let's see what generally the discussion is on public transport in the London area. I mean, I won't be down there for a long time, so but at least I've left with a good impression. And again, a very good impression of the London people. I mean, I've not spent a lot of time in London, but I will say, my, again, personal opinion is that London has become a much friendlier city, a much more talkative city. People will talk. It was always, I always felt, and other people I spoke to felt, people just didn't speak. You asked for help and there were nothing there. You just didn't get any. And that may not have been the case. That may have just been a perception. But I think the Olympics has done a real good job and really helped London before it come, like I said, a little bit more friendly. And I certainly wouldn't have a problem going down on the underground and using the services on my own again in the future. So that's me. That's Ike Allen. I'm going to sign off now and hope you didn't get too bored.